Okay, when you hear the word dementia, it can be a scary thing. A diagnosis doesn't just impact one person, but oftentimes the entire family.
That's right. As more and more people become impacted, it's important to help family members, including children, understand the disease so that everyone knows how they can help. Here to help us is health and aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Anthony, good morning. Thanks
Indeed.
For being here at Charlotte
yes,
today.
Morning.
A tough topic, important to talk about. We were just discussing it in the commercial break right before you got started. I think it's one of the most difficult diagnoses to deal with. How do you help extended family members and children understand if grandma or grandpa has dementia?
Right. Well, first of all, they probably have some suspicions that something's going on because they could observe that. They're not, you know, they have their own way of, you know, figuring these things out. Mm-hmm. So you need to tell them, but you need to tell them in your own way and in a way that you're comfortable. But you can't try to hide it because it only makes things worse. The other thing is that you really want to help educate them. So, you know, reference articles that they can have or websites, you know, that they can go to so that they can learn more about the disease and what maybe grandma or grandpa's going through mm-hmm. as well. You want the family to understand that this person, especially in the early stages, can still do a lot of things and understand a lot of things. So you want to know, you know, what are their limits and what are their capabilities so people you know what to do. And kids particularly, you know, if it's a younger kid, sometimes kids blame themselves for, you know, conditions that their parents or grandparents have. For some reason, they just mm-hmm. do. So you want to reassure them that that's not the case. But you also want to tell teachers that perhaps, you know, if kids are acting out in school or something that they didn't do before, maybe they're just holding back some things as well. Mm-hmm. Older kids, teenagers might think that, you know, grandma or grandpa is just, you know, they don't want to be around them because they think it's strange or weird. Mm-hmm. And you can't force them to. So you have to let that kind of evolve naturally.
Okay, so what tips do you have for us to help us navigate those waters, those families who need to interact with the person or kids to communicate with that person that has that dementia?
Or activities that you can, that are still appropriate to do so that you can enjoy time with this family member.
Right, and so you really want to give tips, first of all. So, you know, if I'm the immediate family caregiver, it's really, you're the most immediately involved, but it's really the extended family and the children. You want to kind of give them tips about, you know, when you're around the person. So, for example, I don't want to pick on you, Eugene, but let's say, just say, you know, people are going to go in and out of the disease. So you want to make sure that you introduce yourself every time when you're with them.
Okay.
So, Eugene, you know, I'm Anthony. I used to be a guest of yours on the Charlotte Today show. So, yeah, and don't be offended if the person, you know, doesn't recognize you because they're going to go kind of in and out of the disease. And you want to accept them for who they are in that moment. I mean, that's one of the things I learned early on before I was trained in any of this. You just accept them in the reality that they are. You don't try to argue with them or debate. And, you know, you can divert the conversation when you need to. And you know, there are other mechanisms as well. You want to visit them when they're at their best. You don't want to speak in a loud voice or, you know, as if they're a child.
Don't speak in a loud voice.
No, don't speak in loud voices and cramped spaces are triggers that can can really make people kind of go off a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good information.
Yeah.
Are there other ways to communicate with other people, like when you're out in public, that the person you are with has dementia? I mean, would you need to share that or is there a way to share that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I brought along, I'll give one to each of you.
Oh.
This is a card a group in Huntersville gives out. It's called Huntersville Cares. It's a dementia-friendly community initiative. And I'll essentially read it. But
yeah.
If you're out in a restaurant or something, you can hand this to a server. It says, please be patient. The person with me has Alzheimer's disease and may need extra time and understanding. Mm-hmm. So this is one way to you know, at least sensitize, you know, retail establishments to this. What we really need is education of police, fire, retail, healthcare providers about this, so we won't need to kind of give out these cards in the future. But you know, you talked about activities. So if you're going out, for example, to a restaurant, you want to pick the place that somebody's familiar with, that maybe they've been there before. And again, you want to assess it for the environment and the courtesy of the servers. And again, is it noisy and loud? Because that could be again a trigger. Is it closed in or is it open? If you're going to go out overnight, you want to check with the physician, you want to make sure all the medications are in order, and other things you can do. Activities, as you were saying, there's lots of things you still can do. You can involve people with them, and it's a matter of having them participate, and sometimes participating means just observing, like watching somebody bake or cook or things like that. But kids can also get involved too with reading stories and you know, going through photo albums and reminiscing.
Anthony Cirillo is an aging expert. You can find out more by going to his website. It's theagingexperience.com, theagingexperience.com. Anthony Cirillo, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great tips, too, by the way.